Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, y'all.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy
Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Oh, that was a nice little energy boost for the moment. Okay, we're here with the energy. We're bringing it. Haven't seen you in a while. We're back to our normally
regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. Thank you. And here we are, Tuesday.
How
was the weekend? We had a moment this weekend together.
We did have a moment.
At something called darts, which was
professional darts. It's so funny.
Played at
MSG.
Square Garden.
Yeah. My friends texted me. They're like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, oh, I'm going to this darts thing. And my friend goes, oh, my God, good luck. Like,
I'm not me.
I'm not the professional dart
player. I'm watching
the darts. I'm just going to a theater to watch grown men throw darts, and it was quite electric.
It was electric. There's no other way to describe it. I had the pleasure of going to the, so we usually go to a pregame bar beforehand, and then you go to the event at MSG, like across the street, and I made it to the pregame last year. A bunch of my friends were in town. I brought them up. Were you at the pregame last year?
No, I didn't.
So I had like Sarah Beth, Julia, Brittany, like everybody was in town.
I heard last year was so fun.
And it was really fun. And so, but I there was a bit of a snafu. Myself, Jeff DeLoe, and Chuck, our social guy, all took like a bad shot. We don't know if it was... It was roofied, but like, we don't know like what happened. We all got sick immediately. I got it the worst. I threw up all over my Uber like 10 minutes later. Like, that's how we know it was
the shot,
not just like us drinking.
Yeah.
Because we all took it. They walked over to darts. Chuck passed out like in the seats.
I heard,
Jeff DeLoe went straight home and projectile vomited in his house. And I threw up in an Uber trying to find my friends because they had left 10 minutes before me because they were like picking up an outfit for a nice dinner we were going to that night. And I was like, oh, let me just close my tab and I'll say goodbye to all my work friends and I'll meet you at the hotel because we were staying in a nice hotel. And I get in the Uber, we were staying at like a Hilton, and I put in like Hilton Fideye and not Hilton Midtown, which is where we were. So I passed out in the Uber, like didn't even realize, just completely passed out. He woke me up down in Fideye. My friends are calling me nonstop. They're yelling at me, why don't you share your location with me? That's another thing I want to ask about.
What I'm saying. Location sharing is crucial.
So they're yelling at me for that. I'm on the phone. I can't speak. Like, I remember this. I remember being like having no motor function. And then we get to the place finally, the right hotel, and he like opens the door and I puke on the floor. Like, it was seconds. Like, I couldn't make it. Terrible. So that was
that's
dark.
Why you
but
always
got to the event. I never made it to the event.
So you got to see it for the first time. My first witnessing of that, and it was kind of cool. I thought the guy yelling was funny. He would like yell at the scores really fast.
He's like 180, 192.
I was like, are we at an
auction?
Auctioneer.
It was auctioneer vibes big time.
Yeah,
but it was just a wild thing. Whole place. I said that. It's just a lot of dudes.
It's a lot of dudes.
If you're looking for guys, like darts is where you go. Whole place smelled like a GameStop. I said that.
Yeah, it smelled crazy in there.
Specific. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you go to
it
a
smelled
GameStop
like Comic-Con.
You go to Comic-Con. Like, it's a very specific thing.
Yeah.
I'm very hung up still on the fact that I don't know exactly the theme for the costumes. I've been talking about it for, all the whole weekend, that everybody was dressed up in all kinds of different things.
It's kind of just
like... Some were darts related, some weren't.
Yeah.
But I had a birthday party right after, so I was wearing, like, a cute outfit, but I wanted to have dressed up, and I just don't know what I would have dressed up as because there were no rules.
I didn't realize that it was like, every man for themselves type of thing, because there's people dressed up as traffic cones, there's people dressed
everybody.
Up as like Mario, there's
tons
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri's everywhere. Yeah, like, it was like I don't know. I was so hung up on not knowing the theme. So I gotta maybe do some deep research.
I think the theme is
year.
Just live your best life.
Halloween.
Live your life out loud.
Yeah,
Halloween.
That's basically what it was.
I met a bunch of cute people dressed full out in darts gear.
Oh, yeah.
And they were walking out of the bar at the same time.
I was right across the street. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were all from Michigan. They all went to Michigan State. And it
was
so cute. They were so fun. And they texted me the picture
Did
of
they?
Us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, they're like, hopefully
they're
we'll
like older, right?
Yeah,
they're like
yeah.
Adult,
they were
like
full
ass adults.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably like in their like late 60s, maybe.
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe we'll run into you again. Like, we'll have to, like, combine outfits.
That's
like,
so
we'll
cute.
Have to plan our outfits.
Right,
yeah.
right.
It was
Aww,
cute.
That's so fun. You'll get a text from them next year. Like, darts on their
No,
darts
literally.
Yeah, no. But it's fun. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was
outside,
fun.
Hanging out with people that we don't usually get to hang out with all the time, which is nice. A lot of, like, production people were there. I feel like it's their thing. more than anything.
Yeah, it was. It was a smaller squad this year than it was last year.
It was busy. People got a lot of shit going on right now.
Oh yeah, and the Rangers were playing. So that was a big thing.
That was a big deal. But yeah, no, everybody's got a lot of stuff going on. We have things coming up. We've got in the Arsenal world, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Let's take a quick break to chit chat a little bit about Zocdoc. Gia, I am actually in a pickle right now where my eyesight is bad. Something's going on with my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was because I got hit in the face with that egg a couple of weeks ago, but I am having just honestly yoked to the cornea. Really hard time seeing lately, which is alarming for me because I have had the same eyes for a long time. Right. I wear contacts. I'm blind without them. Whole thing. Maybe it's from staring on my phone 24/7, 365. Mm. Who knows? But in the past couple of weeks, I've been having a hard time. So I need to make myself an eye doctor appointment. And thank God I have ZocDoc to help me do that, to find an eye doctor in my area. It's so easy. ZocDoc is the greatest. Mm-hmm. And I just I feel like it's the easiest way to go and find in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. It's a free app, free website. I feel we've had ZocDoc on the pod before.
Yeah, it's completely free. It's awesome.
The time. It's so great. It's so perfect. You can top options when it comes to doctors. You don't want to skimp on the doctors. You always want to go to the best, see the best. You don't want to mess around when it comes to your health. So thankfully, ZocDoc is here for you. The typical wait time to see a doctor book on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can get same day appointments. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, especially in New York City or any major city, everyone knows how difficult it is to get in to see a doctor, especially a trusted one that you like, all of these things. So go to ZocDoc.com/Keys and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Keys, ZocDoc.com/Keys. Get yourself together. I got to get myself to the eye doctor, like I said, because, you just got to get to care of your eyes.
Yes.
Take care of your eyes, take care of your body, take care of yourself.
How else are you going to see Taylor Swift?
How else are you going to see Taylor Swift if I don't figure it out? So head over to ZocDoc.com/Keegs and get yourself sorted out.
Woo!
Well, we have a lot of stuff coming up. We have the Dozen tournament coming up.
I know. Which is crazy. That's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks away. Yeah. I know. That's 2 weeks away. It's exciting.
And thank God we don't have to play each other.
I don't think we have to play each other. Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
But
thank God. But I think I have to play Francesca in the first round.
Jeff D. Lowe loves a sister-sister moment.
Jeff D. And the D stands for dictator. Well, Jeff D. storyline. Yeah.
It's always. Yeah. He loves a storyline. He loves a sibling battle. So yeah, you're going to be stuck with that for sure.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm trying to think in terms of everything else that's going on. Oh, a thing I wanted to touch on last week. Sorry for not properly introducing John Feidelberg because I just assumed everyone knew him.
Was someone complaining about that?
People were like, we don't know him. Like, who is he? And I was like, oh, awk, John. Like, how embarrassing for you. But like, so John Feidelberg was on our episode last week. We did a draft of the Georgia Poets Department. Really good episode. Really fun.
Yeah.
He was on for a while. He stayed for the whole episode, which was great. But okay, he's a friend of ours at work. He does KFC Radio here. He does a skit show called Out of Order as well. And a bunch of other things. And he has been our friend for a very long time and is a major Swiftie.
Major Swiftie.
Always been a major Swiftie. Yeah. And he's one of the first guys, I would say, especially here, that was very vocal and out loud about his love for Taylor and the fact that he is a Swiftie. So we love him.
He's a brave soldier.
A brave soldier. Yeah. He braved the people saying, are you gay?
Right.
That's what everybody said, like when he was like, I love Taylor. And so he went to MetLife or Foxborough night.
Yeah, Gillette.
One? Gillette.
Yeah,
sorry. Gillette. Yeah. Night one, I think.
And he met Taylor.
And he met Taylor. Yeah. Met her. Not that day. He met her during the red tour.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's a whole thing. So that was that. And then
wait, that's funny that people are like,
people
wait,
were
who
like,
is this
who
guy?
Is this guy?
That's hilarious.
So we've like expanded past people that know who he is.
Yeah, okay. That's very funny.
Good. But yes, but he's a very, very nice guy. Go and look at his stuff.
Yeah.
Some of his stuff might not be for you, but some of it might be. You never know. You have to remember we work with all these dudes.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else parcel stuff before we get into
it. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. What did I do? Oh, I went to darts, and then I had my friend's birthday party after.
Lovely.
That was really fun. It was whiplash, a quick change up.
Like,
I was going from darts, a really strange event that I wouldn't be at with low-key random coworkers. And then I'm at this like Upper East Side apartment party.
Ooh.
And then we went to Mr. Fong's after, which I really like. That was a fun time, but it was like, catered by Tacombi.
Ooh.
And like, it was
very
a whole different vibe.
Yeah,
my friends are married. Like, it's just a way different you know, we're still taking tequila shots and stuff, but it was a way different vibe. And but it was funny because at the outfit I wore for that, it was like this, like, I didn't even post it. It was like this pink leotard that was like kind of low cut. I have the same one in like four different colors. So if you've seen me wear it brown or purple, it's a light pink version. And then I've got new jean shorts and I was wearing little like strappy white sandals that had a little heel on them. And going to darts, I knew that I would feel uncomfortable in this outfit. Yeah. I was like, but I have to go straight. Like, yeah. I'm going to have to wear it to this. So I looked like a whore bag at darts, to be honest. And then I got to the
honestly,
party.
Honestly, it like, kind of fits like the theme.
Yeah, it kind of made sense, sort of. Like, it was still weird. Like, it was, I look like a whore bag at darts. But then when I got to my destination, I was like, okay, now
you're fitting
normal.
It. Yeah, and yeah.
Like, everybody was saying, oh, cute shorts, cute outfit, ooh, like whatever. So that made me feel better.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, that's all I did. And then I did nothing. Oh, I went to the park for a little while on Saturday as well. Beautiful day.
It was so nice this weekend. Oh my God. Yeah.
We love a sunny day. And I was happy with myself for getting out of the house.
Wow. Proud of you.
Proud of me. I didn't on Friday and I didn't on Sunday. So
I actually like bebopped so much this weekend. It was crazy. Ooh. I was.
Oh yeah. I saw you bebopping. You were in Brooklyn or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
I went to Red Hood Tavern for French Onion Superview.
Yum.
Not really that good. It was really overhyped in my opinion. Yeah. Everyone was like, you gotta try. The burger was really good.
The burger is delicious.
Yeah.
I've been
there. French onion soup was fine. Then we took the ferry to Governor's Island.
Oh.
And just walked around Governor's Island. And
I don't think I've ever been to Governor's Island, now that I think about it.
It's kind of like popping as fuck.
It's massive there. They have all
it's
kinds of
insane.
Shit now.
They have this thing
like
called
stay there.
Yeah,
there
like they have glamping.
Like glamping. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
Nice
I
camping or whatever.
Looked at it once, like a while ago.
Yeah,
and it's really expensive. It's like $400 to $300
yeah,
a night.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but don't you have like a
no, you have like
area.
A big ass tent and it's all closed off. There's like a bonfire area. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's like it's free drinks and stuff. I don't know if there's a restaurant. I think there might
there's something.
Yeah. And then they have this thing called like Gitano Island, which has been popping up on my For You page all the time.
That was
which
in
is like
a
this tropical club that they have now. Mm-hmm. And that's where we were
that's
supposed to go
way
for that way
event. Be there.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was a lot of people there, a lot of stuff going on. They have like a taco truck.
How do you get there? A little ferry?
Ferry, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of annoying, but like it's so easy.
No, I don't mind a ferry.
Yeah.
A ferry
and it
is
takes
a nice
2 seconds.
Ride.
Ferry is an underutilized mode of transportation in New York, especially
agree.
In the summer, I think, because
totally agree.
You can get to Governor's Island in a second from Wall Street.
If you can take the ferry for any reason and you're not like bound by, you know, you got a little bit of time.
Right.
You're not like, I need to be. Just in case. They're very good with the schedule, but it just still takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely boat ride.
Lovely,
if you're going over to Hoboken or Jersey City, whatever, like I'll always take the ferry over to see my friends if I'm not taking an Uber because it's just it's a lovely, very scenic.
So scenic.
Yeah.
And then
nice day,
what else
especially.
Did I do? Oh, I went to Brooklyn Flea Market in Dumbo.
Yes.
And that's kind of it. Just bopped around Dumbo, went to Sassoni for the first time.
Chaconis.
Yeah. So good.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
And it was a lovely, lovely time.
Fabulous. Yeah. Chaconis. So did you go down by the carousel?
Yes. Very nice.
Good stuff.
Lots of carousels in the city.
Lots of
like
carousels.
That I didn't.
That's like the big one. That carousel that's in the glass.
They have a crazy one in Battery Park that's like all like seashells and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have one that's like
that
right by Chelsea
new.
Waterfront. That's like a really old one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy.
There's a lot of stuff. They like a creepy carousel here in New
York
City.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of good video for like Clemmer or someone to be like, how many carousels can I ride?
How many carousels are in this? Yeah, how many carousels are in this city?
Yeah.
The Dumbo one I know so well because we had when I worked at V Magazine, we did a Halloween party there.
Ooh.
And it was like the planning leading up to it was so intense and it was like the carousel, like people can't wear a certain kind of shoes because it's old and like the whatever on the ground, like there were so many things about it being this like old timey thing in New York that it was like really cool. So now every time I see it, you can see it when you go over one of the bridges and I'm always like,
there it is.
Yeah. Like, there it is.
But there's
it's a really cool thing to visit.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
There's a carousel in Martha's Vineyard that's like been there since like,
oh,
I think
wow.
the island was even found.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Shit.
And I never won the gold ring. Every single time. You know how you get the ring out? Have you ever done that on the carousel?
No.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
There's like
that
the
is.
Silver ring. And you like, when you go past it, you like grab as many rings as you can.
No,
and if
I
you
know
get the gold ring, you win a prize.
Oh my God. I've never even heard
this
before in my life.
Maybe it was only on that carousel.
Yeah. Like but I'm not, I've been on a carousel or two, But no, I've never done that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I never won the gold ring.
Damn.
I know.
Is do you have any chance in the future?
If I go again in the summer, okay, I think maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I need like a little cousin or someone to come with me to ride the car. I can't be 25.
Yeah, you gotta find a kid. Find a kid to bring with you. Yeah, make it look less weird.
This freak's been on the carousel.
Yeah,
for
she
6 hours.
Wants to ride the carousel trying to get this fucking, like, what kind of prize is she trying to get? Yeah. Like a stuffed animal? Like,
yeah, that's hilarious.
Though. Interesting.
But
how fun. That sounds like a lot of bebopping.
It was a lot of bebopping. Yeah. I was tired as hell, mm-hmm. but it was so nice. It was a good time. And I was happy because, and I also walked the Brooklyn Bridge. I was doing a lot of walking.
Oh, yeah. I saw you walking the Brooklyn Bridge as well. Yeah. Those weekends are so nice, though, when you accidentally walk like 5 miles. And you're like, wow, I'm first of all, so fit, so hot, so cool.
Exactly.
Doing all the things in New York City. And I live here. Like, those are the best. Mm-hmm. Those are the best weekends.
That's when you're like, I love the city.
Yeah. Like,
this is why I love New York.
Yeah, this is why I live here.
You just like don't know where the day's going to take you.
Those are the best days. Yeah. When you start off doing something, when you have nothing to do and you're active enough, where you're like, I'm going to walk here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you end up like doing so many things.
Also, like, I didn't drink that much, so I think that also had a big aspect of it. Like,
that's
I wasn't hungover, so it was nice.
Yeah, I was a little hungover on Sunday, but not bad enough. Yeah, not bad enough. Like, not so much from darts, although I did have like I had one malt beverage that I won't even say the name, that I don't ever drink.
Mm.
And I just know that I felt like shit from that one
drink.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, ugh, I didn't need to have that.
Anything with like fake. Yeah, ugh, so gross.
Yeah, not my vibe. But let's see. Taylor,
I wrote down some Taylor topics.
Yeah, I have a couple of things as well. What do you have on yours?
First thing I have is
Not really too crazy, but
Lyon is the name of the city.
France.
Lyon. I thought that video of her singing dating the boy on the football team and like her smiling was so cute. Like, it gave me chills.
Cute.
Like full body chills.
No, it was crazy. So it was I'll pull up.
It was You're On Your Own Kid and 15.
And 15 mashed up.
Yeah.
Which is just
It's so cute. It's just
crazy.
It's funny how, you know, she kind of like changes these songs.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll always keep, like, she'll always, like, stick with Your Own Kid, like, in its, not in its entirety, but, like, the same message. You know, with the prophecy, she's kind of changing the message at the end with Long Story Short. And I feel like whenever she matches up You're On Your Own Kid, it's always, like, she loves it enough.
Totally. She did that. And then she also, Prayers Up For You, No Longer Marked Safe, The Prophecy, and Long Story Short.
Yeah.
Which I think is a hit for each of us.
Yeah.
Because Long Story Short is
one
of my
favorites
of all time.
So good.
And people were breaking it down and, you know, comparing the lyrics that she jumped in and out on or whatever.
Mm.
And people are thinking that she's singing about, like, you know, talking to her past self, being like, don't worry, the prophecy is changing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be stuck in this place like you thought you were. And this is what's happening. And I think overall the messaging is, you know, I'm in love. I'm the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Like, and don't worry, little girl. Like, it'll all be okay.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, she's like, damn, like, I thought I was always going to be single, but not me. Y'all stay safe.
Yeah. Y'all stay safe. Yeah.
I think she ended it right with like, long story short, it was the wrong guy. Long story short, I survived.
That's how
she ended it or something, right?
Yes, which are both lines in the song. One of the lines of the song is, long story short, it was the wrong guy, and I'm all about you. And then she had taken that line and put it at the end, which originally it says, long story short, it was a bad time. Mm. Long story short, I survived. But she combined, it was the wrong guy, I survived.
Which, there you go.
Exactly. We're listening. We're listening to the messages that are being told to us. And so, wait, I'm confused. Was that wasn't last night?
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Damn. I just, time is.
I know. Well, it's so weird now because now it's at like 2
o'clock.
Because
it was happening during
the
day.
Like 11? Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then, so right now, honestly, right now as we're recording this, well, it'll be too late for you guys. We don't know what the songs are going to be. The concert's like literally starting now.
This is a Monday show?
Yeah, there's a show happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock. Backup today's entries will be off running shortly. So yeah, it's coming back. It's 2 o'clock right now. It'll be starting really soon.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
So that's just that. But I think that I'm still loving the European like time difference, being able to track everything.
Yeah, so much easier.
It's so nice.
So much easier.
She'll be in France again for one more day, and then I think she goes to Edinburgh is next.
Okay.
People were saying that or maybe London first. I don't know. People are...
London's first night is June 21st, so I don't think...
Okay, so
yeah.
Then I think
yeah.
Edinburgh first.
Yeah.
But she... Yeah, it's just a lot of hullabaloo. People in Europe are really freaking out. They're all getting really excited. You know, all the rep stands are clowning is always, like, more than ever. I know
yeah.
we were exchanging a couple videos we saw, people making theories. It's like, I can't even get into it because I'm too excited. But it's, you know, it's coming up on that time. It's coming up on that time. If our theories of the Friday the 13th are going to materialize the
right.
way that we think they are, then we got to get a move on.
Is the all the orange stuff, is that more towards theories for Rep TV or for the new album?
People think that it could be Rep TV, like, reconfigured.
Vault track? Okay,
yeah,
okay,
like
okay.
Vault tracks or, like, completely reconfigured because I guess there was an orange vault or Rep record.
Yeah.
But, so it's funny
because
you bring that
there's
up because
just
there, was
been...
a, there was an orange. Okay, so in the beginning when she has the clock up on the thing, counting down for her to start.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, I guess it was... pink on the
yeah.
outline. Now it's orange.
Mm.
And I guess it changed one night and it was orange. And then last night, the big theory that everybody was going on, last night being Sunday, sorry, when the show was going on, Taylor wore an all orange 1989 outfit.
Yep.
And people think that because of the date, June 2nd, something, blah, 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 that it has to do with like Reputation and the original drop of it and like orange, and we're hinting it was 87 days since whatever the
wasn't
fuck.
Wasn't there
like
orange confetti at
there
a couple shows?
There was original orange confetti
yeah.
that kind of was working its way in and out. I guess
there was
orange
like a
has
new,
been like in and out.
And being incorporated
yes.
more like in the outfits. Like there
yes.
was a new orange fluffy jacket for Karma.
Yeah, there's a right.
So,
she wore orange into Karma.
Yeah.
Orange with the outfit. Orange in the bodies. I mean, it's very clear that orange is suddenly
right.
suddenly holds significance. We just don't know for what.
Right. Right.
And we've been saying that. But so yeah, people don't know. People think maybe too it could be like a orange is TS12, and it's going to be like another collection of songs that kind of were like on the cutting room floor, which I wouldn't hate. Because again, we're gearing up for 13. We're on to 13, Bill Belichick style.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but I really don't know. And I hesitate reading into all of it just because I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't
and
know.
It's hard to get your hopes up. And also, it's like,
I'm tired of getting
my
hopes
up. How
can
we already be like TS12 when TS11 literally
right, that's
just
what I'm
came
saying.
Out?
And by the way,
yeah.
I'm not clamoring for new.
Yeah,
the
me
only
either,
reason
honestly.
I'm clamoring for Reputation still so much is because I love that album and I'd like to listen to it guilt free. I also, I'm sure there's a couple of good Vault track songs, but even that isn't the drive. Like, it's really just the, I want to listen to it guilt free and I love the vibe of that album.
Yeah.
And I think going into summer with
exactly
like, the
that's what
they
I'm
come
saying.
In,
like,
it's just bad bitch vibes that I've been dying for.
I know.
I'm back on the come up.
I want TS12 to be like,
yeah,
like happy dance,
same.
Bad bitch,
same.
Shake your ass type of vibe. Like, I just posted a TikTok about this like an hour ago, but it's like, I just feel like there's no pop music. There's no dance music out. Like the top hit, like the hit the charts right now, it's like all like it's like Taylor, Billy, Kendrick Lamar, like Benson Boone. Like
yeah.
no one's putting out something that makes me want to go to the club besides
Nobody's
Sabrina. Like Espresso.
Only Sabrina.
Espresso it makes
espresso,
me want to dance.
Fine. Yeah,
it
yeah,
doesn't
but
make
it's
me
like,
want to go to the club.
I've been listening to Espresso.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Speaking of though, congrats, Sabrina. Album.
New album
August 23rd. Short and sweet. Can't wait. Gonna be amazing.
Yes.
Gonna be so cute.
She's
and I think honestly,
pop.
She's gonna say pop. Like,
she's
gonna,
say gonna pop.
Be she will give us the upbeat poppy shit.
Oh, there's probably so much
for.
Pressure though. Oh my god.
Oh, I know. And I hope she doesn't feel it. Like I'm
yeah.
I'm sure she feels it a little, but I hope that she still has fun with it because, you know, she's a seasoned veteran. Like she's been around for a long time.
Exactly.
This is not her first rodeo. It's just the first time that people are really starting to like appreciate her and everything, which is great. But I hope that she like
yeah.
feels good about,
me
about
too.
Herself and everything that's going on because
she's been slaying the game majorly. And
major.
And we need her in this time. Of drought of pop music
yeah.
we need her
mm-hmm.
and Chapel Roan
is great
yes.
as well. Chapel Roan is great as well
yeah.
So but yeah, so that's what's going on there. But right, all I want at this point is a rep announcement. I want to know, is it coming
yeah,
this year
right.
or is it not coming this year? That's
right.
more so what I want to know. Do I get my hopes up? Do I buy more Snake materials? Like, what do I need to do here? Like, I just want to be prepared for a queen. Like, I don't want to be caught unprepared for
right.
Reputation.
I get that.
So that's that. But people are clowning everywhere. There was another thing too about
all right, quick commercial break for our favorite Boll & Branch.
Ooh, Boll & Branch, besties.
Besties, the best. And I don't know if I've talked about it on the pod, but I did move last week, which
yep.
is super exciting.
Yep.
However, my Boll & Branch sheets, They got all fucked up in the move.
No.
Yeah. They got
oh my
fucked
God,
up.
You need new.
They're on their way.
Oh, thank God.
That was my
thank
first.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank
yes.
God.
That was my first checklist on Perfect. My checklist of moving was get my Boll & Branch sheets because yep. how the hell am I supposed to sleep without them? I had to use you my can't. Amazon sheets. No. I was sweating.
Terrible.
It was awful.
Sweating,
was awful.
Fat skin.
Thank God I still had my pillowcases. Mm-hmm. But now my new sheets are coming in the same mineral color. They look so luxurious. Perfect. They are the just best way to start upgrading your sleep. And these best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer with every single wash, which is also so true. Mm-hmm. They're made with 100% organic cotton and are completely free of toxins. And they feel buttery soft, yet super breathable. So they're perfect for the warm months ahead and are loved by millions of sleepers, especially the warm months. I'm someone that needs to be cold, needs yeah. to be at perfect body temperature to fall asleep. If I'm a little too hot, no.
Can't do it.
So these Boll & Branch sheets are awesome because, especially in the hot weather, like they, I feel like sometimes it like absorbs your sweat and
Definitely.
It doesn't.
In a good way. I feel the exact same because it's been kind of hot lately and yeah. I'm the same. I don't like to be hot, but I run cold. Mm. So it's usually a little warmer than usual. But at night, getting in those sheets, they
nice.
Keep me cool yeah. enough where I can put my blanket on when I have my AC on. Like it's good. It's
exactly.
great stuff.
And they come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes.
My favorite
from
number.
Twin up. 14 is your favorite number?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Mine's 17.
Oh.
From twin up to California King. So sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best discount of the entire season. And see for yourself why Boll & Branch were famous Miss Peaches' favorite gift of the night at BollandBranch.com. Miss Peaches is just slaying the game.
She's everything.
So if
Be
you
like
want to sleep, and you see how she's sleeping like a queen.
Nobody sleeps better than Miss Peaches.
Yeah, literally.
That's facts.
So you want to go to BollandBranch.com with promo code Keegs for 20% off. That's right. Get 20% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping when you use promo code Keegs at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND, branch.com, promo code Keegs. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I would like to talk about the Pookie lore.
Slay. I have that on my list.
Perfect. Yep. Pookie is a stuffed animal monkey that was originally seen hiding under the
stage.
Eris Tour stage.
Yeah.
Maybe in Paris. Might have been like
I think
first
it
night
was
Paris.
Paris.
Like
yeah.
something crazy. People were like, what the fuck is this? Whatever. Now, Pookie, is as it's been so named.
Yeah, right.
Shows up randomly in random places and people are taking photos of it, whatever. We don't know what he's all about.
Yeah, what's
we have
Pookie's
no idea
vibe
if
like
he was a gift from people think it seemed to think it was like a gift from Travis. I don't know why they think that. Like I don't know
so
what,
they stuffed him under the stage.
No idea. Like why and it travels to every show. Like I have no idea what is inside Pookie. Like if anything, what is the deal? Is it a good luck?
I wonder
like,
now, yeah, right.
What's the lore?
If it's just like now people, yeah, like what was he doing under there in the first
what
place?
What was he there?
Because
like, was he a quick gift that someone just threw under there? And now it's like he's, and now he's, now right. that's it. He's in there forever.
For some reason, I thought that like since there was going to be like some sort of like marching band thing.
Yeah.
Like I thought that he was going to be like the clapping monkey.
Right. Totally. Like keeping time with the cymbals. Yeah. Because he does look like that. Like that's his face. You know what I mean? He's got that vibe of stuffed monkey. But I just don't know.
But he was like hanging from the rafters last
He was hanging
night
from the
something.
Rafters.
Yeah.
He's clearly something. People are fucking with him. Whatever.
Yeah.
But wait, something else I need to bring up.
Oh.
I found out this information, or not this information. I found out that Taylor's camp acknowledges this stuffed monkey from Taylor Nation, who tweeted like Pookie looking absolutely
right,
fired
right,
or something
right.
like that. People online are upset with the amount that Taylor Nation has been like tweeting lately
about Pookie. Or
no,
just
not
in
about
general.
Pookie in general.
Oh.
In the past like 2 weeks, there's been a shift on Taylor Nation. And they're like, I don't know who's running this account right now, but it is not the vibe. People are not, whoever is like recently taken over
Honestly,
Taylor Nation in the past like 2 weeks or something.
I kind of
agree.
Clearly
like a new person or like an intern or something. People on Twitter are not fucking with it. They think it's like too much. They're like.
I've honestly been noticing more stuff. And I'm kind of like, all right, like. Stop with the puns.
Yeah,
like, there's no
lot.
There's a lot of puns
it's
going
a lot
on
of
here.
Puns,
and
people
like, you're
are like,
just egging
you're
people
recognizing.
On for no reason. Yeah.
They're like, it used to mean something when you get recognized by TN. Like, that's like what's happening.
Shit.
And now
so
it's like
now
everybody
get,
gets recognized.
Damn. Okay, so now if
Meanwhile,
you get that
I'm
retweet.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I need to start planning. Like, if now's the time to get recognized, like, I need to start tagging.
I've tweeted it, whatever. Like, they can be
so
active
times.
As hell and they'll still ignore me for
no,
the rest
they ignore
of my life.
Me forever. They'll always ignore
but,
me.
But yeah, I have noticed that they've been like way more active on Twitter lately. And I don't know if it's because of the tour or what, but like, yeah.
It's the last couple
All
weeks.
Right, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need to, like, make a, calculated tweet that has like maybe some hint about like Rep TV, like, you right. know what I mean? Like, it just feels like everything's very forced sometimes with right. that.
No, I agree. I think, but it's just funny watching people get up in arms on Twitter about it. And like, Twitter's such a crazy place.
Twitter,
like,
you can never win. You literally
you
can never
can't win.
Win.
Yeah. No, you can't win. So that's funny. That's going on there. Travis at that
was making his rounds this weekend.
Making his rounds. Yeah. He's at that charity thing, mm-hmm. that barbecue.
I don't know
like
what it was.
Like
yeah.
something barbecue related.
He was at a bunch of charity stuff this weekend, I feel like.
Yeah, he went to a few things. I only really remember the one that everybody was talking about where they did, Jason Sudeikis mm-hmm. and Paul Rudd did like a Kansas City, like in Kansas City. I think that was like the barbecue
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
So they did like a little skit and Travis was in it. And it was like silly, whatever. It was like a Bears, like
yeah.
you know,
it's like a, it was
skit.
Like a takeoff of a famous SNL skit.
Yeah, yeah. And so, Jason Sudeikis' character made a joke, being like, "When are you gonna make an honest woman out of Taylor?"
Yeah.
Like, sounds like your teammate doesn't want her to work anymore.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hilarious. Loved.
That was
funny.
Very funny.
Apparently, also Taylor and Jason Sudeikis are friends. I didn't know that. Hmm. And so, I mean, I guess friends of friends.
I think he's been to the concert.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I think, but I'm not sure.
So,
but yeah, I thought that was funny. And then
it was funny.
They also made a joke, like, is she going to buy you guys a new stadium?
Yeah,
and Travis
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, she just got here. Like,
yeah.
yeah, which was really right. funny.
How yeah. hilarious would it be if she, like, bought the stadium and named
Imagine
it Taylor Swift Stadium?
Imagine Taylor Swift Stadium.
Ugh,
if they ever broke
so
up
funny.
And she
if
dies.
If they ever broke up, that'd be, no, that'd be so good.
That
like, that'd
would
be
hilarious.
That's the kind of shit that I would do if I had money like her.
Yeah.
Like, I would do petty shit, like, buy your favorite place and put my name on it.
Yeah.
So you can't go there anymore. / think of me every time.
Yeah. Speaking of kicker, Harrison Bucker, just quickly, just I won. I thought it was very funny that Katy Perry posted like did you see
oh,
that?
Oh, that was great.
An edited version
yes.
of a speech. And then
to make it sound positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
Taylor
great.
Gave like a little speech. I think it was before Champagne Problems, where she, you know, she talked about Pride Month and mm-hmm. how she loves to hear like everyone singing the lyrics of like you need to calm down and all that stuff, and you know how the Eras Tour is a safe space for everyone mm-hmm. and it's all about inclusion, whatever. And I appreciated that, especially after Harrison Bucker like kind of
oh,
was
absolutely.
Like, it's like the month that everyone like
right.
should be dreading, basically, is
absolutely.
Like what he said. Yeah.
The what does he say? He said like and he was like June, like the month for with the wrong kind of pride.
Yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
Along
like
those
something
lines,
yes.
which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, proud for the wrong reasons or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like just stop. Just stop it.
Like just stop.
Stop. Yeah. Like just stop. Like use your brain.
It's crazy to me.
Whatever. He got ripped apart like by everyone on earth though. Like
yeah.
but although at the same time, you know, everybody's like, oh, people are buying his jersey. There's all those all the people like who do agree with him, whatever. Fine. Go you know. So,
yeah.
Yes, buy the jersey. Make sure I know who you are,
right.
so I know to avoid
right,
you. Like
exactly.
absolutely. Yes,
now we
it.
Know. Like,
signal
who to stay
signal
away
to
from.
Us who you are, so we can stay the fuck away from
right,
you. Right.
Like, exactly.
Literally. But no, you're right. I think she's had those nice words, and I feel like she does a good job of that. She did the same thing last June, obviously during Pride Month, whatever. She, you know, obviously has all these friends, and the Lover album, We Need to Calm Down. That music video mm. was very like Pride focused and, mm. and everything, and. I think it's nice that she will take the time and make sure that like all of her fans are acknowledged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially
yeah.
in a time she's not just going to ignore like, hey, here it is. Happy June 1.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
Pride everywhere. And
yeah.
here we are. So I think it's nice that she makes sure
Pride.
To do that. I know it's fun. It feels yeah. like footloose and fancy.
Are
free.
We doing the parade?
We're not. Not this year.
Damn.
I know. Bummed out. It became a little through the grapevine. I heard that it became a little too corporate last year. And so I think that that's what the holdup is.
Mm.
But we'll still go out, have a good time.
I get that though. Like,
oh,
you,
same.
Yeah.
Well, corporations with Pride are the worst.
Well, it's like,
it's
yeah.
like embarrassing stuff.
They just
you know?
Put on like a profile picture of a
completely.
Rainbow flag and they're like, yeah, gay people.
It just
and then
makes
they
no sense.
And then they change the profile picture.
Yeah.
It's so, like July
and, like, no
1.
Show. Yeah,
like,
July 1st.
Like,
it's
like
new shit.
June 31st at midnight. They're like, oh, finally we can take this down.
It's just, it feels, it's gotten to the
it's
point
so
where it feels performative.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Which is like embarrassing. So.
Yeah.
But happy Pride to all our hosts.
Happy Pride.
We love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love.
She flew to London to support Cara Delevingne.
Oh, yes. Play, right?
Yeah.
Cara's doing a play.
Cabaret.
Yes.
She's doing Cabaret, which is very exciting.
How sweet is that?
Very nice.
I'm all screwed up with her because her tour dates are kind of funny. Like, it was, she did a Wednesday and a Thursday of last week, and then she's doing a Sunday, Monday of this week.
Oh, okay. So it's different.
And so, right. And so I think, like, wherever she's going else starts over the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, she had... Her days off were funny. Like, usually she's off all week, and it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So she's got funny stuff coming up.
Interesting.
But that's so sweet. She's still taking time out to support her friends.
Yeah. And I'm happy that Kara's like, I don't know, like
doing
something,
stuff,
you know?
Too.
Yeah, I feel like she's been kind of laying low.
And you know what? Remember how her whole house burned down recently?
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about
so
that.
So good for her getting up and out
stuff. Yeah.
I think if my whole house burned down, like, that'd be like, it just is horrible. Horrible.
I can't even imagine.
No,
like,
you really can't. And a beautiful house, too. She's got an art digest of it.
Oh, God. Like, you just lose, like, everything.
No, I can't imagine how that feels. I can't imagine how that feels. So happy for her. Happy that her friends are out here supporting her. Taylor being one of them.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if there was another friendship moment that I saw over the weekend. But no, I don't think so. I'm thinking about
that. That's kind of all I have, honestly. And then I have, like, she denied Billy again for the number one spot for the second week in a row.
Yep, that's tough.
Oh, and did you know that there's a species of millipede named after Taylor Swift?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
What's it called, the Taylor Swift millipede?
It's like the scientific name.
The Taylorpede?
It's called like the Taylor Swiftipeda, like something like that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but it was discovered in 2022.
Ooh,
yeah, but
fun
I didn't
fact.
Know that. But yeah, fun fact, there's a millipede out there. That's scientific name. But it's funny because, like, I think he named his wife is a huge Taylor Swift fan, so he,
funny.
Like, named it after.
That's really cute.
Her,
and very thoughtful, I think, for the
but
guy to do.
A millipede out of all animals?
Well, it's got a million leggers. You know, kind of like her bank account, dollars.
True. Very true. A billion legs.
Billion legs.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like scientists do stuff like that all the time. I like that fun fact. I'm trying to think if I have any other
bug fun
facts.
If you discover a new species, you can name them.
I know that.
Whatever you want, yeah.
Which is really fun.
Yeah.
And
so, like, Charles Darwin has, like, a bajillion
animals
named after him.
I wonder if there are multiple, because I feel like I've heard of things named after Taylor Swift before, and I would like them all to come together. Like, I would like a list of all the species of, like, plant or animal that have been named after Taylor Swift.
Right.
Because I think that there might be a few.
And maybe they all have a common theme.
Yeah, they could all be kind of similar.
Right.
Speaking of bugs, though, I saw, it's nothing to do with Taylor Swift, but I saw a video. Oh, I just saw something crazy outside. Or I thought I did. I saw a video of little inchworms.
Oh.
And they look like dragons. And they had, like, feelers, but they, like, really look like dragons a
okay.
lot.
Okay.
And then.
It was real, or?
It was real.
Okay.
And then they become the butterfly, obviously. And it was just a really beautiful butterfly. And I just want to say that I don't know where I found it, or and I wish I saved it, but keep your eyes peeled for the dragon looking worms that turn into beautiful butterflies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They have, like, big feelers, and, like, it's just so cool.
I'm gonna have to check them out.
Let's see if I can find it.
Do you know where they're indigenous?
No, I knew nothing about it.
Damn. I used to collect
worms,
inchworms,
butterflies.
I was
a big inchworm,
with them.
A big
obsessed
inchworm.
With them.
Look, there they are, dragon caterpillars.
Oh, I hate
but
those.
But they really look like them, though, don't they?
Yeah, caterpillars gross me out.
Oh, I love them. And then they turn into it's like a moth.
I just hate when they're like
it's a kind
fat.
Of moth.
Okay,
look at that.
Okay, that's cool.
That's
looks like
crazy.
A Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
actually
yeah,
really
yeah.
cool.
So I was dying over it.
Yeah,
but then they turn into these really pretty moths.
Ooh, moths are underrated.
Bloop bloop. There he is.
Wow.
Massive, I know.
That's
and they're
cool.
pretty on the other side, like the bottom of their wings.
Yeah. Like, I feel like moths are always like the people like, ew, but they're actually quite
beautiful.
I know,
beautiful. But moths
and they're
cool.
fluffy.
They're fluffy. They're nice. They mean well. They
yeah,
do have
they
ugly
do eat
faces,
your clothes.
Though. They eat all your clothes and they have ugly faces sometimes, no offense, but to the moths listening. Earmuffs, moths. Don't listen any further because I'm about to talk some shit on your physical appearance.
There's one moth who just pressed pause.
Yeah, yeah.
Just unsubscribed.
Put this up and then cut to the moth. Yeah, like,
that's so funny.
So
oh my
pissed.
God.
We lost it. Wait. Cut to the moth on its phone. Yeah. Just lost a subscriber. Yeah. I loved this show and it was just my. I could unwind listening to it every week. Now, unfollow.
Funny. Someone commented on the YouTube and was like, I literally, they were like, I unsubscribed because it took too long for me to find where you guys talked about Kylie Kelce. I'm like, well, that's the whole point of the show. Like, you just listen. And
you
then
gotta
you,
listen.
Yeah,
Like, you gotta listen.
And I timestamp the topic. So just like wait till you hear that part come up in the topic. So you don't have to unsubscribe.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Listen, that's a dictator. That's a terrorist. Like, we don't subscribe to terrorists.
No, we don't
need a terrorist subscriber. Yeah. We don't negotiate terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Yeah. Yeah. And we don't need you.
God forbid.
But yeah, I think that's, I don't know what's going on. What else is going on in her life? Not much else.
Very chill.
We've got Jason and Travis were being funny on their podcast last week. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Maybe if it's chill this week, on Thursday, we do a deep dive.
Would love that. Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Dive?
Fearless deep dive.
Yeah, let's
Let's do fearless deep dive. Yeah. That sounds nice because I have a feeling it will be slow.
Yay.
Excellent. Perfect. So fearless deep dive to look forward to on Thursday. Also voicemails and DMs. Yep. 347-450-0723. If you want to call in and leave a voicemail, we love hearing your beautiful voices. Or if you want to text it because you're a little shy, or you want to message Taylor Watch on Instagram, we also look at those. And you can follow along, all the above, blah, blah, blah. Subscribe, follow, please. Be nice to us in the comments. Don't say me things.
Yeah, look don't at them. Unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe because you can't find something that we're talking about. We promise like our rambling is worth it sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And that is about it. So we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.
Love you.